Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles B. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. Amen. And our topic for this morning is the doctrine of devils. Amen. The mythology. Our scripture text is coming from Revelation chapter 2, verse 15. And it reads as following. So hast thou also them that hold to the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, amen, which things I hate. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your mercy and your grace and your understanding, Father, that we truly may understand what the enemy is doing, amen. Oh, God, we just ask that you would continue to give us the knowledge, Father, to be able to comprehend the depth of your knowledge, the width, Father, that we may be able to overcome the evil ones in this world. Father, they have mixed their doctrines with Christianity, Father, and calling it Christianity. Oh, God, we just ask that you give us, oh, God, the means necessary to understand this, Father, and deliver those that cannot deliver themselves from the harm's way of this doctrine. Oh, God, we just thank you, and we magnify you, and glorify your mighty name. Father, it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we're talking about the doctrine of devil. Amen. The mythology. Amen. We get our text from that 15th verse of 2nd chapter of Revelation. Amen. And it is talking about, amen, the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Amen. Amen. Which is a doctrine that come from Nicholas. He was an elder of the church. Amen. Which you can find, amen, in Acts chapter 6, verse 5. It reads as following. And they're saying, and they're saying, please, the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man of full of faith, and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, Procopius, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, apostatized of Antioch. Amen. So they chose Nicholas to be one of the deacons of the church at this particular time. Amen. Though he was a deacon of the church, he was in the elderhood process of the church, amen, and he had means, amen, to oversee the people in the church, amen. So this tells you that everybody that's in the church is not doing the church any good, amen. The word Nicholas, amen, it means conqueror of the people. Amen. And what people that he's conquering the parishioners of the church. Through what? Through the priestly order, through mythology, and Baal worship, which consists of a lot of things. Amen. Just not one thing. It's a multitude of things, amen, that have mingled itself with Christianity. And because it has mingled itself with Christianity, it is deceiving, amen, the parishioners that's in the church. Amen. And who is responsible? The preachers, the ministers, and the leaders of the church for allowing this to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, number one, we know that Nicholas started to preach the order that is in the Roman Empire right now today. And that priestly order, amen, even Jesus himself said, amen, how the Gentiles would lord over, amen, the people, amen. This priestly order is to lord over the people, amen. And that's what it is set up to do. So if that's what it is doing today, amen, and that priestly order is mixed with mythology, amen. And some of its rituals come from the ideation of mythology, amen. So if you are listening to someone that have this mythology and have this understanding, amen, you could be listening to a mixed up, confused person, amen. And because of it, they will throw you off and deceive you into believing all of this mess. Now, recently at work, I was talking to an individual about the doctrine of demons and the devils and where they come from, amen. And this woman who claimed to be a Christian, amen, came up into our conversation not knowing what we was talking about devils, and then she mentioned imps. She said the devil little imps. Now, I looked at the lady full of amazement and shock that she mentioned the devil and his little imps, because she had to hear this in the church somewhere, amen. Imps are fairy tales. They are part of mythology. They are part of the deception of the Christian church. I cannot, from the life of me, believe that a Christian will speak about imps, amen, hallelujah. If you're going to speak about imps, you might as well bring in mermaids and all the rest of all the fairies, amen. Can I get a witness here? We need to wake up, people. We need to understand where we getting this nonsense from, amen. Hallelujah. And once we understand where it's coming from, all of this deception, this is part of the Nicolaitan doctrine. Amen. And the Roman Empire infiltrated this doctrine. They put this doctrine in the midst. Amen. Constantine, when he gained the power and the authority to make Christianity, amen, the religion, amen, of the world, I can't believe our people are allowing this stuff to come into the Christian church and calling it Christianity. Imps is not part of Christianity. Let me just show you God is against mythology. He is against mythology, not for it. He is against mythology. 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse 3, scripture says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. That word fables is where we get the word mythos, and mythos is how we got mythology. Amen. The Bible is against mythology. Oh, God, hallelujah. Can I get somebody here? Let me give you one more of these. And in Titus 1:14, it says, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men, turning from the truth, not listening to these fables. Oh, God, hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? We need not to listen to this mess because it is penetrating the church. Amen. We talked about Balaam and his doctrine. Amen. On last time, and now we have to understand it all come together because all of this is part of Baal worship. It is part of Baal worship, church, and we need to understand that Baal worship is still in the church today. And because it is in the church today, it is forming in itself a doctrine. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 106, amen, verse 37. Yeah, they sacrifice their sons and their daughters unto devils. That word devils, it's talking about a hairy goat demon. A hairy goat demon. He's talking about a fairy. Amen. He's talking about mythology. Amen. They were sacrificing their sons and daughters to something that didn't even much exist. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't hearing me. This is the derangement of how the Jews think, because what the Jews come up with most of this. And the people took this mess and started riding with this mess. And I'm telling you, it's not what you think. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, it's not what you think. And you're going to Leviticus chapter 17, verse 7. The scripture says this, and they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, hairy goat demons, after whom they have gone a whore. This shall be a statute forever unto them throughout their generation. Throughout their generation forever. He said, you cannot do it. Be a part of this mythology or worship it in any kind of way. You cannot. You cannot drink at the Lord's table and then drink at the table of devils. You can't do it, church. Hallelujah. You cannot do it. But we have been told by the church that we can do this. We have allowed the church to put these things in our mind. And because of this, we are being deranged in our own mind. I come by to let you know today, amen, that God is the truth, amen. God is the wisdom and the knowledge, amen. There's no other God beside our God, amen, Jehovah, amen, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah. There's no other, church. Amen. Don't seek no other, because there is no other. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Let me take you to this last mythological creature. Amen. That appears to be still in the church. And because of it being still in the church, it is damaging the church. Amen. The wisdom of the church and the knowledge of the church. Amen. 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 Oh God, I'm in Isaiah chapter 34. I'm in Isaiah chapter 34, verse 14. And it says, the wild beast of the desert shall also meet with the beast of the island, and the centaur shall cry to the fellow, and the screech owl also shall rest here and find for herself a place to rest. You have two mythological images here. You have the centaur, but the one that I want to talk about, amen, is the screech owl, amen. That word screech owl is talking about Lilloo, which we get our English word Lydian from, amen. And the Jews said Lydia was Adam's first wife, which was a lie, amen. Amen. And Lilith became this mythological creature, this monster, this demon, in which they say takes the babies from women as childbirth. Amen. And a lot of other things that she do, it's about seducing men and all of this kind of stuff. This is part of what is infiltrating the church. And because it is infiltrating the church, it is putting a dagger in the minds of men, a dagger in the minds of women who believe all of this mess to be true. Amen. This stuff was made up, amen, to infiltrate Christianity, to make Christianity look like it do not have any truth in it. Amen. But I could come by to let you know today, amen, that you cannot deceive God, and you cannot deceive his true people. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now we're going to go back here. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go back here so we can get some more knowledge of what's going on here today. Amen. So that you understand, amen, the knowledge of God. Now I'm coming into 2 Corinthians, if you don't mind. 2 Corinthians, yeah. In chapter 11. I'm in chapter 11, starting at verse 4. The scriptures say, for it is he that cometh preaching another Jesus, whom ye have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, yet might well bear with him, Amen. So Apostle Paul says this. He said, "For if he cometh, if someone cometh to you speaking another Jesus, amen, another spirit, that have another gospel, amen, which you have not accepted." So that he's talking about a duplicate. He's talking about a duplicate, and this duplicate gonna be somewhat like the real, mixed up and mixed in. Amen. Can I get a witness here? It ain't another one. It's one that is mixed up. That's mixed in. Why? Because people have allowed it to be so. Amen. That's what the enemy trying to do. Amen. He's trying to make it seem like that this Bible is not true. Amen. And we believe it in all of these mythological creatures. Amen. But if you understand 1 Timothy, the word in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, the word devil, amen, it comes from the root word. First of all, it comes from the word Delmon, amen. And Delmon has the root Dio, amen. And the root word dio means to distribute fortunes. So he's not talking about a spiritual mythological being. He's talking about someone who's spreading a prosperity message, amen. Can I get a witness here? He's talking about somebody who's spreading fortunes to someone else, amen, and getting rich doing it, amen. Can I get a witness here? So we have to be able to look these words up and understand these words. Why? Because these people are throwing us off. He's throwing us out. We're supposed to be the learners of the Bible, and they're throwing us out, amen, with all of these mystical beings which are not true, and we just eating it up, deceiving our own selves, deceiving our own mind with this mess. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Let's get real for one time. Let's help ourselves by studying the Word of God. Study to show yourself approved. Oh, God. Hallelujah. How can we follow? All we have to do is look this stuff up. But some of us don't want to know the truth because we've been in this tradition for so long, amen. We don't want to know the truth, amen. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, same chapter, starting at verse 13. The scripture says this, "For some are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming." Word transforming means to masquerade. Masquerade themselves into apostles of Christ. And no more, for Satan himself is transformed, masquerade, into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also, his ministers, his angels, the word ministers come from the word angels, amen. His angels also be transformed, masqueraded as the angels of righteousness or the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works, whose end shall be according to their works. Hallelujah. Thank God Almighty for his knowledge and his truth. Amen, amen. Oh, God, for his revealing prophet. Amen, amen. Because if you know truth, truth will reveal itself to you and reveal itself to those who you are talking to. Amen. Can I get a witness here? And I'm telling you that Satan has himself disguised, has his ministers disguised, and also have his doctrine disguised, all off into Christianity so that you and I would not know the difference. Amen. Can I get a witness here? We think sometimes that we are listening and hearing the truth, but we are hearing falsehood. We have to pay attention to what's going on in this world. Pay attention to the preachers, the ministers. Pay attention to the leaders, amen. Pay attention to the spirits. Pay attention, oh God, to the doctors in which they speak or which they talk. We have to pay attention, church, to the doctrines of devils, amen, the prosperity message of mythology. Can I get a witness here? Because if you have any common sense, you'll know that everybody cannot be rich. Oh, God, good old almighty, can I get a witness here? Somebody is lying to us. Somebody is lying to you. Somebody is lying to your neighbor. I'm talking about the doctrine of devils, mythology, the mystical nonsense in what we believe in. Hallelujah. We have to be able to understand the truth. Understand the truth. And the truth, amen, will set us free. Hallelujah.